And welcome into hour number two of the Outdoor Show. Glad to have you tuned in and glad to have a lot of you sending us those text messages. And I'll get to those in just a second. Did want to pass this along to you. Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is now releasing its new WMA self-clearing permit app. Now, those of you who hunt on wildlife management areas know that you're required by law to get a self-clearing permit. You fill out one portion of it. You put one on your person so you have it while you're hunting or fishing. And then you also put one on your dashboard, and then you complete it as like a little survey, and you put it in the box when you leave. It helps them keep tabs on what's going on, who's doing what, and gives them a lot of data on their management areas. Well, now they've got a new app that will allow you to do that. They're going to keep the boxes with the paper and the pencils there, but this is much more convenient. It's a mobile option. And the only problem so far, and that may be me, I tried to download it, and no go. So I don't know whether they got a few bugs in it still or if it was me, and that was several days ago, about a week ago, actually, so it may be up and running. But if you go to wlf.louisiana.gov/apps, you'll see it there. It's the new Access to Wildlife Management Area check-in and check-out app. And that's really good, convenient to have. Sometimes you can't find them. It's dark. You're scrambling around. This takes care of it with your phone, and it actually can let you go closer to the spot where you want to hunt rather than have to go to one of those stations and maybe even wait in line. All right, we also have a situation where we've got about almost 6,000 pounds of red snapper that we underfished in 2018. And we've got those 5,911 pounds available to be caught before December 31st. The department made an announcement that the Veterans Affairs and CCA and the department would partner to offer those fish to wounded, disabled veterans under a special permit. It was supposed to be ready to go by today because there's not a lot of time, and that's not a lot of fish when you look at the scheme of things. We had a 743,000-pound total quota, so that 5,900, if they opened up to the entire fishery, would not last very long. So they decided, as a goodwill gesture to our veterans who do so much for us, they would let those veterans get a permit and apply for it and go out and fish in between today and December 31st. But they have yet to get the program up and running. At least I have not seen anything on it. And this is something more we're going to discuss on Hunt Fish Talk in our 8 to 9 o'clock hour, so be tuned in for that. All right, Bayou Wild TV, got a showing this morning, a special bonus airing, 9 a.m. this morning. It'll air again at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then our regular time, prime time, 7 o'clock Sunday night. This particular issue, you're going to find out a lot about the whooping crane. It's an endangered species. It was once a bird native to Louisiana. They went extinct, but through the efforts of some really hardworking people, they have been restored in Louisiana. The colony has become successful. They're reproducing. And the people who work with these birds actually dress in white gear, coats, and to not expose them to humans and handle them with kid gloves. It's a fascinating story. And Chris LeCocq did an excellent story with Sam Barbera on that, so of the Fisheries Foundation, who really helped fund that whole effort. So check out that feature, and I think you'll agree with me. That is some magnificent birds. And please, please, do not shoot these birds. I can only imagine what that does to the people who are raising these things with kid gloves to have someone just indiscriminately kill one of these birds for no reason at all. Also have me and Captain Toe catching some redfish and cooking some redfish. So it's Bayou Wild TV. You catch it on Cox Sports TV, YouTube, on our website at BayouWildTV.com. And also it airs on WUPL in New Orleans, 4 a.m. tomorrow morning, and also on ETEL and Vision Cable Systems. It's all a lot of places. Don't forget, Bayou Wild Collection. We got the dry fit shirts and the T-shirts now for sale. They tell me the men's XL, they kind of had a run on them, so you might have to wait on that size. But you can get a 20% discount right now. You put in the discount code WILD2018, and you can save 20% on those dry fit long sleeve tees and the short sleeve soft tees. All right, coming up, we got some text messages to get to. Let me get to a couple of them here before we get Captain Mike in here, because somebody wanted me to ask Mike a question. Let's see. Here we go. We got Fish Delacro yesterday. Look full of river water. Is the river that high, or is there a river breach in Delacro now, too? The river is extremely high for this time of year, and I'm sure that is accounting for some of that look of the water. But we had several days of really strong winds, and it could have been that it just muddied it up from the wind, or a combination of those two things. Ann, the tomato lady, is texting us. She's on her way to the Covington Market, the farmer's market, where she sells some of those great tomatoes. Listen to her Thanksgiving dinner menu. Backstrap, duck breast, jumbo shrimp with Vidalia onion stuffed in a jalapeno, wrapped with bacon and dropped on the pit until crispy. Woo! And then white oyster soup, and of course, as always, a fresh tomato salad. And you're making me hungry. Then they headed to the deer camp. Sound like a great week. And the mad trucker needs to know what color badonkadonk will work this morning. I like the bone color is my favorite, but chartreuse is a close second. Those two seem to work in any conditions as far as water clarity and light. All right, we got some more. We got rabbit hunters. We got deer hunters. We got all kind of stuff going on this morning. And we'll be back to talk to Mike Gallo, get a fishing report on the eastern part of the state over there, Lake Pontchartrain, Lake Bourne. The wall, he tells me, has been hot. Maybe some speckled trout moving into Pearl River. Lots of options, and we'll discuss them with him right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, it's shaping up to be a great weekend out there weather-wise. Just need a little bit of warmth to come out when that sun pops up, and boy, going to be a really nice day to be out. I'm going to be fishing with this guy this coming week, the day before Thanksgiving, and it'll be a special airing of our Fish and Game Report on Channel 4, WWL out of New Orleans. It will air Wednesday other than Thursday because people eating turkey and watching football on Thursday. They want to see fishing on Wednesday. So we will accommodate them, and we've got Captain Mike joining us now. His report each week is brought to you by Seato. They got fuel drops where you need it, whenever you need it. Come get you 24/7. Jumpstart you if you got electrical problem. And knowing peace of mind is just a phone call away, that is all worth $179 a year. You can become a member. Buy it as a Christmas gift for a loved one. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or you can sign up online. That's an easy way to do it. Go to seato.com. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, let's start off with the wall. That seems to be the spot you've been talking about lately. What's showing up over there?
Yes, I have been fishing at the wall in the latter part of this week. The wall offers deep water where a lot of those fish will move when you have a bad weather event move through. And it's also a little warmer than on the North Shore. I generally find the water temperatures on the North Shore about 4 or 5 degrees colder than the area down at the wall. So that's a big plus this time of year when water temperatures get colder.
Mike, let's explain. We say the wall, and a lot of people say, what wall? What are they talking about? It's actually a hurricane protection structure that was built and serves as also a pretty much a great fishing reef. Talk about where it is and what are some of the ways to access it.
The Chalmette Wall is a wall that basically, like you said, a flood protection system that it's right at the intersection of the Intercoastal Waterway and the Mr. Go, down close to Chalmette and the Parish Road Bridge. A hot water canal would be another area that people may know of, but it's right in that general vicinity, and you could reach it from, shucks, I jump in the Intercoastal Waterway right here by Wrigley's and run straight down to the wall. It would be accessible from Lake Catherine Marina. You could access it through Chef Harbor Marina, as well as the Gulf Outlet Marina over in Chalmette. So a lot of easy access, protected water for days when you have high winds, and the deeper channels stay relatively clean during this time of year. And it's also where the fish seem to head in deeper waters when the water gets cold.
You and I have had several successful trips there, and one of the things I've found is those fish aren't always in the same spot. Sometimes they're up tight on the wall. Sometimes they're quite a ways off. How do you work that area when you first set up to try to locate where the fish is and what the pattern's going to be?
Well, I certainly follow my 15-minute rule. I can tell you that earlier in the week when the water temperatures were around 60, we were fishing in current, and that seemed to be a key. The current was sweeping bait through the area. And the reason you know this, you catch a fish on plastic, and when you pull him in, you can see shrimp whiskers hanging out of his throat. So you know he's eating shrimp that's being flushed through with the current. With the water temperatures dropping over the last couple of days, I seem to find them not as much in the current, a little off to the side, out of the current. Now, yesterday, as soon as the water temperatures warmed up and got in the high 50s, those fish were much more aggressive. I had four fish at 11 o'clock and ended with 40 fish at 2 o'clock. So they really bit better later in the day when the water temperatures increased a little bit.
Favorite bait?
Live shrimp has been really a go-to, and once we can find them and try to sprinkle in some plastics, the shrimp imitations, the gulp is a good choice. Matrix and light colors, you know, something that resembles a shrimp or a pogey has been what I've been using the majority of this week when I fished.
Mm-hmm. Mike, light winds today could be a good day to spot triple tail if they're there. I got one of our listeners wanting me to ask you about that. Aren't we kind of in the late stages where – have you seen them this late in Lake Bourne area?
No, the coldest water temperature I've ever seen triple tail in was 74 degrees.
Yeah, well, that's
so
long
we're
gone.
Much
we're about 54, 55 now, somewhere in that
Yeah,
area.
We're in that mid-50s range, and yeah. Hopefully today with a warm-up we can get close to 60. But I haven't ever seen a triple tail this late in the year.
Right. Mike, if somebody is wanting to get a new boat for Christmas, a new used boat, you got a deal for them. You're moving on up, so tell them what you got.
That's true. This year's 2018 Blue Wave Pure Bay 2400 is going to be for sale. I probably have trips with it for another 4 weeks, which should put us around mid-December, and then it'll be finding a new owner. It's a 2018 with a Yamaha 300 on it. Got relatively low hours, about 350 hours on it. So I'll be moving it out, and the new boat will be showing up in January, ready for 2019.
Well, Mike, I got to tell you, you take good care of your boat, and you got to, because you make your living doing it. You've got to have everything working order in perfect condition. So somebody's going to get a really good buy on this and put that blue ribbon on it or a red and green ribbon and go pick it up. Tell them how to get in touch with you if they're interested in the boat or if they want to come fish with you and do a test run in the boat that they might buy.
Yeah, we sure can do that. You can always find me on DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com. We're on social media. I guess you could say the old-fashioned internet is aaofla.com, or even older technology, the old phone is 985-781-7811.
How about drums and smoke signal? Can they get you by that?
Yeah, right.
Well, Mike, good luck to you today. Who's the lucky fisherman you're working with today?
I'm actually fishing with some of my group out of Texas. They came in yesterday. We're fishing today and tomorrow. Corporate business. So they caught redfish yesterday. Today we're going to kind of concentrate on trout, and then we'll see what they'd like to do on Sunday.
Well, glad they got such a wonderful day, and I'll be checking in with you, and we'll schedule our time and trip that we got coming up this week.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Wednesday. We should have a good day, especially with this warm-up trend.
Yes, indeed. We need it. All right, Captain Mike, we'll see you then, my friend. Thank you so much for reporting. Good luck on the boat sale.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you later.
There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, if you like to paddle for your fish, kayak, pirogue, paddleboard, canoe, Tom Sawyer raft, the guy can tell you how to do it. Brendan Bayard joins us next for the Paddler's Report here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you're going stroking for your fish, we got a stroking report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. We do it every week. It's presented by Massey's Outfitters. They've got locations in Mid-City of New Orleans, Covington, Baton Rouge, and some of the best kayak fishing models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, and Native Watercraft. You can check out their web at MasseyOutfitters.com, and you'll also find them on Facebook. And you'll find Brendan Bayard and Eric Mahabarak here on this Saturday morning show updating us live and in person. And good morning, Brendan. And, yeah, you got it right. We're in the winter pattern. At least earlier this week we were. Whew! Man, I was fishing down in Venice, and the redfish was so sluggish. You know how normally a redfish, when he grabs a plastic under a cork, that cork just disappears like he gobbled it. It was just kind of like, it kind of floated down.
Oh, yeah.
And we had one brave soul, man. He wanted to fish on his boat paddleboard. And he got out there and did it, man, in like a 25-knot wind. you know, you get all that line belly and, man, wind blowing the thing. He had a little power pole, but it wouldn't hold, and he finally had to tie onto a stake, and then he ended up catching a couple redfish off of it. He was determined.
Ooh, that's a brave man. I don't think
yes,
I could do
is.
That. So, yeah, we're in the winter pattern right now. You know, the water's still probably mid-50s to upper 50s, depending on where you're fishing. So, you know, fish can be a little bit sluggish, especially the trout. But the good thing is this time of year, as you know, they kind of stack up in certain places and you can kind of get them all at once in one area. So that's kind of fun. A lot of the kayakers are having success doing that same thing, going to those deeper holes and fishing trout. Starting out west, the place to do that is the LNG Canal, which is on the northern end of Lake Calcasieu by Calcasieu Point Landing. You just kind of pedal to the east towards the road, if you will, and eventually you'll get to the big barge turnaround, which is really deep at the end of that canal, and that kind of serves as the storm hole for that area, and the trout kind of congregate in that spot. If you want to catch redfish, you can go down to the lake and hit the banks or hit the weirs if you can make the paddle. The closest weir is really heading south from Abair's Landing. It's about a four-mile paddle, but once you get there, the reds are just stacked up right there in between the rocks.
Four-mile paddle. Yeah, that'll warm you up on a cold day, four-mile paddle.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in a wind.
You start shedding some layers when you do that.
Yes, indeed. Now, I was talking earlier with Darrell Carpenter about Highway 1, fishing off the roadside there, and it can be dangerous with all that traffic coming there, especially if people bring kids. But one way to avoid the traffic is bring your kayak, slip it in down there. How's the fishing been down there for the kayakers?
It's been great. The fish have actually been stacked up in those deeper areas along the road for almost a month now in some, you know, capacity, not you know, solid like they are now. But if you go now, I mean, there are literally tons and tons of fish in there. You know, the colder days, the better, but there's still a lot of fish in there. I know I used to time it where I would go down there on those days where it was, you know, 30, you know, 40 degrees in the morning up here in the city, and then drive down there and it was, you know, maybe 10 degrees warmer and the fish were just thick. They usually stay in there until probably mid-January. And so from anywhere now until then, you know, you'll have some amount of trout in there. Sometimes you go in there and it's like full of redfish. Sometimes you go in there and it's full of trout. It just, you never know exactly what you're going to get. And there have been some really big fish caught in those pits.
Sounds good. Now you've got the club, the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Championship. It's coming up real soon, and it's going to be on Lake Hermitage. Why did y'all choose Hermitage as a spot for this?
You know, we like to choose an area that can host us. So we have 38 individuals who qualified for all the different tournaments. You have to place, I think, top 10 or top 15 in each of the tournaments, and then fish, you know, a couple other ones so that you're a participant in the series, if you will, and plus do well in one of them. And then we like to do a shotgun start to kind of level the playing field. It's kind of, you know, everybody has to launch from this area, but Lake Hermitage has the Bayou Log Cabin, so we're going to rent those out, and we're going to, you know, have four cabins between all the club members, launch them there. And, you know, you can go towards the lake or you can go, you know, to the left towards the canals. And so hopefully if it's cold, you know, maybe you go fish in the canals. And if it's deep or if it's on a warm trend, which it could happen in middle of December, you know, you go out to the lake. So we change it up every year. Last year it was in either Cocodrie or Point Shin, and next year it'll be somewhere else.
Yeah, well, Hermitage is a good spot for it, particularly for paddlers. It gives you a lot of variety, and, you know, it's got ponds, it's got marsh, it's got some big water, it's got some deep water, got some shallow water. So I think it's a good choice. Now, this is a closed tournament, but if people are going to be in that area, they might want to come by. What time will the weigh-in be, and what's at stake for the winner?
Yeah, it's $3,000 for the winner, you know, so a pretty good payout for only 38 people. And then second place is $1,500, and third place is $1,000. So, they kind of collect monies throughout the year from the different tournaments they go on, and kind of, you know, I guess shave 25% off the top and kind of collect it into this big pool at the end. the tournament director this year had this idea of kind of, you know, building to a crescendo of a last tournament, you know, a year ago, and people really liked it. And, you know, we're, you know, it's carrying on a new tradition.
And so, it'll be nice to have a $3,000 Christmas bonus. So good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be some keen competition for that. Brendan, thanks so much for the report, my friend, and we'll catch up with you, I guess, about that time or maybe the week before. We'll talk to you then.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later.
Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters for the Paddling Report. All right, we also have a bad boy report. We have it every week. We never run out of bad boys to tell you about. This time, we go to Evangeline Parish, where agents got a tip about two men killing a deer back on the 10th while they were duck hunting. Their story, their crime, and their time. It's up next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, answering the question that we got in from a listener, for out-of-state elderly, anyone born in Louisiana, you can get a $5 license, or you can get, it's a senior license, or you actually, if you were born before 1940, you don't need a license. But for non-residents, we do not offer that, so you will need to purchase your full non-resident license fees. All right, got some more texts coming in. Somebody want to know why the river's so high in Venice, because there's so much water in it. No, the river's actually high all the way down. It's not just Venice. It's about 12.5 on New Orleans mark, and that is extremely high for this time of year. And, yeah, it's pretty easily noticeable. All right, we also have someone. It's Greg. He's in the Bayou Biloxi. It's foggy, but hoping it'll clear up, a little wind and sunrise. Very few ducks except for Maganzas. Few trout yesterday. Tide is very low. Yeah, Greg, I'm getting some other reports from duck hunters that not a lot flying in the air right now. Hopefully that will change, and we've got some reports that will be coming up in the next hour or so from people in the duck blinds. All right, when we come back from the station identification pause, it's bad boy time. Got a story about a guy that, two men actually, that were faced with a spur-of-the-moment decision. I think they definitely made the wrong one. See if you agree. We'll be back with the bad boys of the outdoors right after we let our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, like so many of our stories begin, a tip, anonymous tip about two guys illegally killing a deer while they were duck hunting on Grand Maris Bayou near Mamou. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents located the two men, and during questioning them, they both fessed up to shooting a deer with fine shot. The two said they were duck hunting when they saw an 18-point non-typical buck standing on the bank, and they both shot it with birdshot. The agents then seized the deer meat and the antlers and proceeded to cite Jordan Richard of Mamou and Dylan Santoro of Ville Platte for possession of an illegally taken deer, hunting deer using illegal methods, and failing to wear hunter orange. Now, the agents also cited Richard for failing to comply with deer tagging requirements, as well as failing to possess a big game hunting license. All of which, if convicted, and since they fessed up, they probably will, face maximum fines of $3,650 plus another $2,033 in civil restitution for the replacement costs to you and I for an 18-point trophy buck, making the total fines of a possible $5,683 and up to 120 days in jail are 23-year-old Jordan Richard of Mamou and 25-year-old Dylan Santoro of Ville Platte, our bad boys of the outdoors. You know, last week was a similar guy had to make a snap decision. He already killed one buck. A better buck steps out. He decided to kill it. He got caught. Here's a couple of duck hunters with an opportunity to kill a buck of a lifetime, an 18-point non-typical. And they made the wrong decision. Shot it out of season. Well, not out of season, but with illegal equipment and didn't have the tagging and not the proper licenses. And they pay the price, and they don't even get to keep the antlers or the meat. That's our bad boy story for the week. All right, coming back after this, Ryan Lambert joins us. Made a duck hunt with him down there. So windy. Whoo, windy. Martha Spencer and I were down there, and, man, the ducks did not want to fly in all that wind. Sometimes it's good to have a wind, but sometimes it's too much of a good thing. We'll check out what Ryan's doing this morning in the blind right after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down to Cajun Fishing Adventures Duck Lease with Captain Ryan Lambert. And Ryan, the wind has fallen off from those near hurricane winds we had. What's been going on down there duck wise? Did the birds fly a little better?
No, I'm talking about when it fell off, it fell off. All the birds are sitting out in the Grand Bay right now.
Well, I'm getting texts and photographs and videos being sent in, and everybody so far is saying the same thing. Pretty disappointing this morning.
Yeah, well, the amount of birds that are down, according to the flyover, is pretty bleak. There's tons and tons of birds still in Illinois. You know, Mike Checkett from BU, he flew over Tuesday, and everything was frozen over, and all the birds were sitting in the only water that was there. Like one place had, they counted 790,000 birds. So Everything's still sitting up north. There's a lot of birds here, but a lot of them are sitting out in the bay right now. I mean, we passed building blinds yesterday evening, and there's a lot of birds. So, you know, we're just going to have to kill them when the winds blow and, you know, drive them off that open water.
How much impact do you think that high Mississippi River's got on scattering the birds?
I don't think it's scattering them. I think it's probably helped them save some of the food, if anything. It's gonna keep a lot of birds up north. Places where they don't normally have water will stay up there until it freezes over. Mm-hmm. So it's just going to have to drive them down. But, you know, historically, we always have enough birds down here to do well. This has been a really weird week. We started off really, really good. Then the wind blew so hard that they couldn't fly. They just hunkered down, and now it's dead calm. So we killed some yesterday. We didn't all limit out, but, you know, like 8, 10, 12 birds of blind. So we hunting 6 blinds this morning, and we got probably 7 fishing boats out. So I'm going to do a little fly fishing today. I didn't go out because we only had 6 blinds, so I'm going to take me a day off here and just fly fish.
Yeah, well, deserve it. I mean, let me tell you, though, you know, this is the kind of day where you got to make those shots count. You know, if you're not going to get that passes, boy, when they come in, you got to be on.
Same thing yesterday. You know, you just got to make sure that when you can't pass a shot, you know, like a few times the green wings would come over yesterday on the backside and was trying to get them in the front. You know what the ducks are doing right now? They're in those duck potatoes sitting on the bank. Just, you ought to see them. They're just falling everywhere on the bank instead of coming to the water. They're just eating those duck potatoes like crazy right now. So, you know, every day is different. You just got to go. And when the big ducks didn't fly very well yesterday, we killed a few model ducks. My big blind on the Old East did well. A lot of gadwalls and some widgeons, some canvasbacks, that kind of stuff. So the big water blinds are doing better than the marsh blinds right now. But when the wind blows, the marsh blinds will do. That's why you have to be very, very diverse. You have to have blinds out in the middle of open areas, and then you have to have small stuff. So and just go with the wind and, you know, hunt what you can.
How'd the fishing turn out? What's been going on fishing-wise? Looks like you're going to have a pretty beautiful day. It was going to warm up a little bit and light winds.
I think they'll get back on the trout today because we got off the trout. We were hammering the trout for a week, and all of a sudden, boom, that storm came in, and that put an end to that. So they did limit out our redfish every single day, but I think today we'll be back on them trout. Well, I'll be glad to get back on them.
And what's the prospects for the rest of the week coming up on the duck hunts?
Oh, we're going to be out there every day. We just got to figure them out and hunt them. They got to eat, and we'll be where they – when they come in to do it, we'll be there waiting on them. So I think we'll be all right. You know, sometimes you'll get a south wind blowing, and that's just as good, you know. As long as it's not a hurricane. You know, if you're there when that big wind comes on the front, if you're there when that first comes in, you're golden because they're coming off that open water by the millions, and it's easy to get them in the decoys then. But if it's blowing like that for 2 days, they'll hunker down, and they really won't fly in it. You know, you just have to pick off the teal and stuff like that and the loners when they come through. But, you know, as we get more ducks, it'll be easier and easier.
Yeah, blind selection means an awful lot. I mean, it was unfortunate, but because of the wind direction, we had to set up where we were. And that sun shining right in on us, boy, you could see they get close and that wind holding them up and they're not coming in and ducking right in. Boy, they get to look it over. You see all those heads and eyes turning. And they say, oh, well, this looks like.
We had to limit it out pretty easy right there.
Oh, yeah. I think you're right.
Enough nice flocks there trying to get in Actually, CJ is in that hole today, but he's in that other blind, and he was shooting. I called him a little bit earlier. They were shooting. So CJ is in that one, and I built my big one yesterday, and Manuel's in that one. So,
well, even if we don't kill nothing, we're going to keep going, aren't we?
That's right.
You got to go. You know, something in you just makes you
I'm
get
going
out.
No matter what, but, you know, we got to kill ducks for the customers. And, you know, we got it figured out pretty good. You know, that day with that hard wind, we set up for the wind and not the sun. If we'd maybe set up sideways, we might have had a better shot. But when they got time to sit there and hover and look for a long time, they're smart. They, you know, their life depends on it, you know.
That's true. Not ours. Theirs definitely does. All right, Cajun Fishing Adventures. Tell people how to get a hold of you for the rest of the duck season, wintertime fishing, and also those all-important Christmas gift certificates, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget Christmas. They can go to the website at Cajun Fishing Adventures, or they can call me at 504-559-5111, and we'll take care of everything they need.
How are you spending Thanksgiving?
I'm going to go home, see Miss Carmen. We got most of the family coming over, so we'll probably have 40, 50 people there. So it'll be a nice – that's my favorite holiday, too. I love Thanksgiving. Everybody comes over. Nobody's expecting gifts or nothing. It's just a nice, friendly time with a lot of good food.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Well, y'all enjoy it, and we will catch up with you after Thanksgiving on a very busy weekend. You know, that Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Thanksgiving,
oh,
that's popular
goodness,
hunting
please.
And fishing days. A lot of
it
people
sure
will be
is.
Oh, by the way, update us on the boating accident. Have they recovered that person
no,
that was missing?
They're still waiting for them to come up. It's terrible because, you know, the family's been sitting on the bank, and it's heartbreaking. You know, wear your life jackets. I don't care if the wind's blowing or not. When that water's – you got to think, that Mississippi River's coming from Minnesota. It is cold. And when you hit it, you take that breath, and it's over. You got to have a life jacket on.
Yeah, and only that, you got to respect the conditions, and so you get to go. And there's always another day, you know?
Yeah, you're right, buddy. You're right.
Okay,
well,
guy.
Have a very happy Thanksgiving.
You do the same. Thanks again. Bye-bye. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back after this. I'm going to tell you what's coming up in the next 2 hours of More Outdoors and also catch you up on what your fellow listeners' messages are on our text board. Back with that right after these messages on our Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, thank you for all the text messages. Got some more of them coming in. This one says, I'm happy to be headed to Hattiesburg, Mississippi to watch our granddaughter in her gymnastics competition instead of the cast or blast. Go Bella. Good luck to you, Bella. I know what that heading to gymnastic competition is all about. We had a gymnast in our family. In fact, you'll be hearing her on this radio show in a couple of weeks. Here's one. Don, thanks for the beautiful weather. Hey, I can't take credit for this. Got nothing to do with it. It just happens to be good right now. It's so good that my warden has a honeydew list that won't let me out of the yard. Got to get ready for the family invasion. Send a kitchen pass. That's from the Lafayette Yacker. Another good morning from the Convent Hunting Club. They're checking in with us. They're dropping the dogs in just a few minutes to start running rabbits. It's round two on a spot they found last weekend. Get them up. Oh, that rabbit hunting. What a great morning for rabbit hunting. And from the piney woods of Norwood, Louisiana, we got a good morning from Sam Barbaro, who's doing a little bit of deer hunting. Good luck to you, Sam. And we got this one. Mark is up in Clinton. He's hunting. It's 34, 35 up there. Have a good day. Good luck to you on the deer stand. Then we have, let's see, do I know anything about the Bogachita Wildlife Reserve and Sun being closed due to high water? They're usually pretty good about getting the word out. I have not received anything that Bogachita has been closed. It is typically closed when the Pearl River gauge reaches a certain level, and the exact number escapes me right now. But as far as – now, I'm not to say that they failed to notify me. That's a possibility, but normally they get that word out, and I have not seen anything. All right, someone wants to know, what does it mean when I say non-typical, as in a deer? All right, a typical deer has – let's look at it this way. You're looking at the deer, and what he's got on the right side of his head on the antlers is the same as what he's got on the left. Non-typical would mean he's probably got more points on one side than the other. Sometimes those little side kickers, it's not what is you would consider it's perfect on both sides. You know, it's symmetrical would be what I'm trying to say. That would be a typical. Someone wants to know how come bad boys who shoot humans don't get such quick justice. Long story, not nearly enough time to get into that. Here's one that says, I'm not a duck hunter at all, but I am curious. Are you allowed to shoot the ducks when they're on the ground or only when they're in flight? Rarely do you see a duck on the ground. They're usually either on the water or flying. It is not illegal to shoot them on the water or on the ground. Some people think it is unethical. They will only shoot a bird when it's in flight. Sometimes the ducks sneak in on you and they're landing in your decoys before you get a chance. What I normally do is I will holler at them to make them jump and fly and then take the shot, but to each his own. Here's one that wanted to know about the bow sling that I had got. Didn't go as planned. No, it did not. It's not as efficient for bow fishing, although it's good for other things, but those fishing arrows, it just doesn't have the accuracy I think you need. All right, so that's our text message board at 870-870. Thanks to all of you. It's going to remain open, by the way, on our next show that's coming up. From 7 to 9, we do a program called More Outdoors. If you're not familiar with HD Radio, you can get it on the live stream. Just go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Look down in the center of the homepage, and you're going to see how to listen to the More Outdoors show. And it says, click here to listen live. Can't get any easier than that. Hunt Fish Talk coming up 8 to 9. Wendy Billiott, Keith Lusher, myself, going to be talking about some of the issues of the day, that overage of the snapper, what do we do with them, Plaquemines Parish public hunting permit, and some new land being acquired by Elmer's Island. Are they really want to go with an airstrip, or is it for something else? All right, we also have more duck reports coming, and boy, I hope they're better than the ones we got earlier. We'll jump around the state, get some duck reports, and we'll see you back here again next week. Same place, same time, same affiliate stations. We love them all carrying the program, and we'll see you next week.